Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Sirach is with us, S-I-R-A-K, if you're Googling him. He's our good friend and Brain Trust member, president of Sirach Financial Services, Inc. He is the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And you can get that wherever books are sold. Gary, thanks again for being here. Gary's a financial planner and helps people with their business and personal finance, the part of their life. Gary, the most small businesses fail not because they don't have a good product, not because the founder doesn't work hard enough, not because they're not passionate enough. Most of them fail because they run out of cash. And they run out of cash because they don't understand the concept of capitalization and the impact that growth, the demand that growth has on your cash, and that you can actually succeed yourself out of business. And they don't understand about budgeting. I mean, they're just a handful of a pretty simple, not all that complicated financial fundamentals that if people would learn those before they ever open their business, they would quadruple their chances of success. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You are 100% on. It's amazing. In fact, one of the things in your message is if you spend more money than you make, you're going to be in trouble, and that's just basic. And I see businesses doing it all the time where they're so heavily leveraged that if they did all the sales they could possibly do, they still couldn't overcome their debt structure. They just overspent. Mm-hmm. And that's critical. And a lot of it comes down to knowing what you're really going to earn and being realistic in your projections and being thrifty. Some of my most successful clients are some of the thriftiest clients I've ever met, at least early on. Now they're some of the richest I have. But
yeah,
it all went together. So you're 100% correct. If you don't understand that number, and it doesn't matter about all those other things, if you don't have your money side together, you're in trouble.
Where would you start if you were trying to help someone right now and they say, okay, Gary, Jim, I believe you guys. I'm at your knee here. Tell me where to start.
Well, profitability is the first thing. Are you making enough money on each item you sell or what you're doing?
And wait a minute. I thought our only goal was to get the cash flow, Gary.
Say that again, Jim.
I thought our only goal was cash flow, right? Now you want me to make a profit too?
Oh, yeah. That sneaks in when you're not looking. So here's how it sneaks in when you aren't looking, Jim. One of my clients, his goal was to do $100 million in sales. He thought that was a really big deal, and that was very important to him. And it was a three-year, four-year goal. And when he achieved it, the year he achieved it is the year he went bankrupt.
Wow.
And I said to him,
That's what I said about succeeding yourself out of business.
Absolutely. You are correct on that also, because that's what this man did. He was so successful that he went out of business. And when it was all over and done, I asked him, and I said, let me ask you a really key question. He said, what's that? I said, how could you do $100 million in sales and not have paid attention to your profit margin? And he said, well, we were so busy, we were doing this. He said, and I was looking at other people to do that for me. And I said, inexcusable. I said, you have to know that you're making money, or why would you sell a product that you're losing money on? And he said, well, that's a great question. And he said, I certainly won't do that again in my next business. And I thought to myself,
well,
wow.
As I've said many times before, the key to success is not what you make, it's what you keep.
Yes. And that I learned in Vistage. I knew it before, but when I was in Vistage, we had a man who was just brilliant. And he sat down, and one of the first meetings I attended, we went through this guy's business plan. And when we got to the profit and loss and all that stuff, the guy said, stop. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't care about any of this. He said, tell me how much money, show me how much money you have in the bank. He said, because that's the only thing that's really going to matter. All this other stuff doesn't mean anything to me. Tell me how much you make when you sell something and how much you have accumulated. And the guy that was presenting said, well, you know, he stammered around and basically didn't have any money in the bank. He had spent it on a boat, an airplane, and a bunch of other stuff. And the guy's out of business. And that's exactly what happened. And the man,
see, I'm not even talking about the people I'm talking about who fail are not the ones who overspent or who lived a lavish lifestyle.
Right.
I'm just talking about the people who made loans instead of sales.
Yes.
And then didn't collect the money, or they didn't collect it in time, and or they misapplied their cash, their capital. They paid cash for a fixture that they're going to have for 25 years.
Absolutely.
You know, well, or something like that, instead of you know, yeah, managing their capital and their cash appropriately, and you know, and giving themselves, you know, if the cash, having better cash management actually helps you become more profitable. And that's, it may seem a little odd to people, but the worse your cash is, the more you feel pressure to lower your price, make a sale, and get cash in.
Oh, absolutely. That is also 100% correct. In fact, Jim, I'll give you a great example. One of my clients, who was a really good guy, was running a business. He had owned it for 20-some years, and he was having some competition issues with Korea in Japan and China, and basically what happened is his business went from being very solid to really on the verge of not being even in business. One of the things he had done, though, is he had worked with me, and we had been putting money away in life insurance. And it wasn't,
hey, Gary,
the greatest. Yes.
Hold on to that story. I want you to tell that story in this next segment.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. Hold on to that story. We're gonna come back to that one, folks. That sounds like a good one. Gary, I need your website, please.
GarySurak.com, IfYourMoneyTalks.com.
All right, so those two, folks, check them out. That's the title of the book, If Your Money Talked, and by Gary Surak. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.